The movie parade is on the air.
Favorites of who we are. Each year you've seen each Hollywood queen. 400 million people in this nation. We extend this invitation. You are all invited to join our Hollywood party anywhere you are. Join us while we work and play. Okay, America, here we are.
The movie parade, which each week brings to you the voices of Filmland favorites, this week introduces a group of young newcomers who many people believe will be stars of tomorrow. As you know, Hollywood film studios are constantly on the lookout for new personalities. Last year, Mae West, Bing Crosby, and George Burns and Gracie Allen came to the fore as screen stars. Perhaps some of this new group will be stars of equal importance this time next year. Who knows? One of them, Miss Dorothy Dell, was heard on last week's movie parade. In addition to Miss Dell, we will present some of Hollywood's other newcomers, young players who came to the film capital from the dramatic stage, musical comedy, radio, and even Society's 400. All ready? Well, let's have a look at these youngsters who may or may not be big movie stars next year. Those of you who saw Bolero will recall this music, which was played when George Raft danced the Raftero with Francis Drake. Miss Drake is another star, and that she's clicking in Hollywood is indicated by the fact that no sooner had she finished work in Bolero than she was assigned the leading feminine role opposite Raft and Adolphe Monju in The Trumpet Blows. Miss Drake, who began her stage career in London, is presented with George Raft in a scene from The Trumpet Blows.
This can't go on. I've made a mistake. I can't stand it.
You can't stand what?
I thought it would be romantic to be a bullfighter's sweetheart, but I'm not strong enough. What is it doing to me? What sort of a danger? You're getting bored and all. I just can't sit.
You can't stand it. Who got gored, you or me?
That's just it. I can't do anything to help. I've got to sit there week after week watching you risk your life. Well, Manuel, you've got to make a choice. You can't be a bullfighter and have me too.
Oh, so you think I'm afraid too, huh? That's why you're trying to talk me out of it.
Manuel, you might as well face it. You are afraid.
Afraid, am I? I've got to make a choice, have I? Now you're going to start telling me what I can do. All right, I'll make a choice. I'm going to stick to bullfighting. How do you like that?
Dorothy Dell, whom you met on last week's movie parade broadcast, returns to our program with the song, As the Sun Goes Down, from her first picture, Wharf Angel. Languorous siren of ancient Egypt, is on her way to the screen. Cecil B. DeMille, famous producer and director, is now preparing to build his greatest spectacle around this classic love story. Cleopatra will be portrayed by Claudette Colbert. And for the role of Mark Antony, DeMille has chosen a striking personality new to American film. He is Harry Wilcoxon, English stage and motion picture star. Let's tune in on Wilcoxon as he visits DeMille in the director's office and discusses the forthcoming picture, Cleopatra.
You know, I'm realizing three ambitions on this picture. The first is that I should be playing opposite Claudette Colbert. The second is being directed by yourself. And the third, that I'm playing the part of Mark Antony.
Well, you enjoy the first and the last very much. I'll talk to you about the other one after the picture.
You'll see our next candidate for stardom with Bing Crosby, George Burns and Gracie Allen, Carol Lombard and Leon Errol in the musical romance We're Not Dressing. She is Ethel Merman, who set New York's Broadway ablaze with her scorchy torch singing. Presenting Ethel Merman, singing one of her numbers from We're Not Dressing. He reminds me of you.
He walks like you. He talks like you. Says pretty little things just the way you do. So I fell in love with him because he reminds me of you. He talks like you. He doubts like you. Always keeps on telling me that I'm untrue.
Professor Emerson Venable, internationally famous as an authority on Shakespeare, evidently transmitted his love of the drama to his daughter, Evelyn. Miss Venable, now in Hollywood, spent her girlhood studying the dramatic classics. She became Walter Hamden's leading woman and made her screen debut with Dorothea Wieck in Cradle Song. She is appearing currently with Frederick March in Death Takes a Holiday. And if you saw the picture, you'll probably remember Evelyn Venable in this scene with her screen sweetheart, Kent Taylor.
Gruptia, why did you come?
Oh, I don't know. I kept wanting to.
Oh, I wanted to see you too, but I didn't want you to come just now. Would you do me a great favor?
If I can.
May I stay close to you this evening?
Why?
Because I love you and I'm afraid.
But there's nothing to be afraid of, Serena.
Oh, you don't know.
Yes, I do. And I'm happy to be here. I wanted to come.
You mean you know what we're afraid of?
Yes.
And it doesn't frighten you?
No.
Gracia, why are you so strange?
I seem to be hoping for something.
Come in with me now, dear. And let me stay close to you and never leave you.
It's not you I'm waiting for.
Gracia.
Please don't be unhappy, Corona. I love you in some way I can't quite make clear. If I didn't feel so far away, I'd be in your arms now, crying and holding you close to me. I won't do that. But somehow, I think I never shall.
Radio has given another of its most popular stars to Hollywood, none other than the beloved Lanny Ross of Captain Henry's Showboat Hour. Lanny has just finished his first picture, Melody in Spring. You'll hear many of Lanny's songs on next week's broadcast of the movie Parade, but now we'll give you a preview of one of them, ending with a kiss. All ready, Lanny? Let's go.
Ending with a kiss. lips are sweet. Why not complete nature's own design? A tender surrender to ecstasy divine, ending with a kiss. Words cannot tell you the longing I'm feeling for you. Wonderful you. Words cannot tell you, but my heart will tell you it's true. Your lips invite, how can mine be still? Let sweet delight come to us until we capture the rapture of love's own perfect thrill.
We present a charming young actress who hails from England. She is Ida Lupino, member of a famous family of stage artists. She appeared on the screen for the first time in Search for Beauty, and you'll see her soon in Come On, Marie, in which she appears with Richard Arlen. Here's an air preview of Miss Lupino in a romantic scene with Arlen.
Something wrong with Brick?
No, he's all right.
Well, what's the matter then?
Well, nothing. Just talk.
Talk? About what?
I wanted to tell you how sorry I am. I behaved so badly.
Oh, that's all right.
But I was mean.
Sure you were. You're a pretty swell kid at that.
Oh, you're not so bad yourself. I had a harpoon every day in the meet.
What do you think?
To the stirring military music from Come On, Marines, an action romance featuring Richard Arlen, Ida Lupino, Roscoe Carnes, Grace Bradley, Monty Blue, and Toby Wing, our broadcast of the movie parade comes to an end. In this broadcast, you heard the voices of a group of young artists being groomed for movie stardom. Next week, another program in the series of the Movie Parade will be broadcast by this station, bringing to you the voice of Lanny Ross, famous radio star, singing songs from his first picture, Melody in Spring. We urge you to tune in. This program was produced in Hollywood by special arrangement with Paramount Pictures. Thank you.